broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Security stepped up ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration in the nation's capital, a heavy National Guard presence.
Delaware National Guard, the MP battalion, has brought out armored vehicles, and national security officials tell me that there have been calls with governors about the threats to state capitals. Remember, those state capitals may also need National Guard to secure them in the lead up to the inauguration, with this rising threat assessment that some of these armed groups are threatening those capitals.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Delta Airlines not allowing firearms to be checked by passengers flying to the D.C. area before the inauguration. And job losses the highest since August as COVID shutdowns continue.
There were 965,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Police say 19-year-old Christian Curtis was shot and killed near Longview Court and Old Selma Road around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Greenville Police Department Special Response Team is conducting a training exercise today on Fortdale Road near Gardner Eye Care. Police Chief Justin LaVorn tells us the training will include small explosions. He says you do not need to be alarmed by this, as it is only training. And close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases are now over 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At the Home Depot's Days of Doing Winter Bath event, it's never been easier to turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with a wide selection of stylish vanities from only $139. New low prices on faucets starting at only $59. Why not do something nice for your bathroom, your budget, and yourself? Come to the Winter Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot and homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through February 28th while supplies last.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel. Language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
55 to East, outside stock market is up 126 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good, 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 good. I want to urge people to pick up the Alabama Gazette. It's the only place I've ever seen that they have the actual full speech in text of what Trump said on the 6th. Also, my good friend John Giles has got a very good piece in there that he's talking about. And the front page is kind of goes over what all the things that happened during the Trump administration, that everything from Michael Flynn to the investigations, all that kind of stuff. But it's one of the better put together newspapers I've seen, very well put together newspaper. So pick it up, Alabama Gazette, kind of all over Montgomery. Last place I saw one that's nearby me is Chappie's on Perry Hill Road. So go by and give it a shot. So you're doing pretty good today?
Yeah. Personally, great.
So for your car not starting?
Nah, it's fine. I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out like that. Is Randall holding for us? Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
About for guys on hold. Hey, Joy, it's probably the cold weather telling on that battery. That's all, man. I had the same problem. That cold weather hit, truck wasn't cranked yesterday. So,
I
guess that cold.
It didn't bother me. I was prepared this morning.
So you always prepare for something not going right, huh? I guess I need to be more like you. But I'm talking about Trump in the speech, and everybody can see that something is going on, and then you got some saying that Nancy's laptop was stolen. Well, I mean, you're gonna be the first one to know. You know what I mean? That something's going on. So you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean? You take like the BlackRock. I mean, they've been designed to reset this economy, and both sides know we've been lied to. I mean, no matter what, if you talk about the election, if you talk about Thursday or the 6th, Sunday, whenever it was,
Wednesday.
We all as Americans know we have been lied to one way or other, and everybody's wanted to go up in that bedroom house and take our country back. But how do we start? Like, you and Jordan got a way to connect with thousands of people at one, you know what I mean, at one time. I mean, is there a way that y'all can connect to the people to bring us together, or are we just going to keep fighting like this?
Well, define bring us together.
So, like, takes what they had to show the cop getting drug out into the folks and getting beat up. Well, you got one side, you know, shouting, well, y'all wouldn't worry about the cops, you know what I mean? The Black Lives Matter wouldn't worry about the cops two months ago, but now y'all worried about them. And then the other side, the same way. Why y'all worried about the cops now that we beat up and you wouldn't? It's just back and forth when we know, and deep down, everybody knows they've been lied to, but nobody wants to say, hey, I've been lied to. So that's the kind of the bringing together. Point out the lies, point out the inconsistency, and have us join hands and take the country back the right way and not marching around like we're going to just, you know what I mean, do it. Do one side or the other going to be, you know, be in charge? How do we come together?
Well, the problem is one group of people think that they're right, another group of people think that they're right, and they won't budge. And I think that, particularly after listening to some of the speeches on the floor of the House yesterday, the one about the racist Donald Trump in the White House, and he's got to be, you know, I mean, that was just so over the top. It was unbelievable. And then some of the stuff that Eric Swalwell said, and Eric Swalwell comparing Trump to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little over the top to me. And when you're starting from that position, it's kind of hard to, quote, come together.
So where do you see us in 4 years from now? I mean, as if we ain't going to ever come together and we're going to just take the lies and eat breakfast every morning. Where do we go? I mean, is there any sense of us even listening to the radio anymore? I'm serious. I mean, the news got so divided, and then we come here, but it seems like, you know, I mean, we ain't making no headway, Dan. I mean, no matter what.
Well, let's go back in time here. Do you think that the election of Donald Trump was making headway?
The election of him?
The 2016.
I think he's in on it. I mean, there ain't no way he would have had that tape telling everybody, hey, I told you, Joy, I told you 6 months ago, what happened when Donald Trump says, hey, they stole it from me and walks away. That tape at the end, he knew, I mean, he is pre-recorded there. He says, hey, we've been cheated, but go home and we got to come together. You can't say that he just backs. I'm saying Donald Trump ain't with us either. I really don't. I think that he is such a, I don't want to tell you that, but why would he pre-record that tape and then say, hey, we've been cheated, but go on back home. It ain't no big deal. We still America. That don't even make sense. I mean, just start right there with him.
Well,
I mean, what sense does that make?
Randall, well, first of all, when you say pre-recorded, it was just recorded. It wasn't. When you say pre, what do you mean pre?
It was recorded before the 6th. This thing was pre-recorded.
Who told you that?
Because it came out 3 hours after everybody showed up at the White House. It was leaked 3 hours later. I mean, that's how. Ain't no way he went to the White House and made that tape in that situation.
What are you talking about? He spoke on the Ellipse. The Ellipse is right in front of the White House on the right on the south side. And all he did is he got in the car and drove to the White House. And then they saw all the stuff going on, and he cut the tape. Is that anything different than that?
So you think he changed all that within 3 hours and was so calm and collective to say that, hey, it's been stolen, going back home? I mean, where does that leave us as he been a leader? Where does that leave his people?
Well, that leads us that he was watching on television the people being called the Trump rioters, and he told them to go home.
Yeah, and then nobody, you see how they busted the back windows out? It was on the backside, on the old part. You know what I mean? And nobody's even brought that to the attention of nobody. They just play it like everybody out.
What are you talking about? The window on the old part?
Where they busted the windows out. the windows was in the old part of the state house, I mean the Congress house, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't around front where everybody was at. They were busting the windows around back. I mean, so that's what I'm talking about. I mean, all this stuff was, you can tell it was predetermined, but we're just going to keep Cadillac like it was.
Randall, you're a conspiracy human here. I mean, you're making a lot of assumptions about things.
I know. I've been on hold for 40 minutes. My bad. All right, love y'all. We'll see you.
Bye. Yeah, and I just suggest to Randall, if you're looking for community and love and coming together, it's not going to be...
Join the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, or go to church. I mean, now that they're back opening up at the end of the pandemic, you don't go to, say, the Gentleman's Club looking for true love. At least if you are, you're fooling yourself.
I got to stop going to the Go Club? No, don't, Joey, don't burst my bubble like that.
Well, maybe you're the exception. I'm talking
about cheetahs.
What's that?
No, I don't go to the Go Club with cheetahs. But y'all had a good time with that, didn't you? News on 93.1 FM, Dan Marshall, 272-9228. Today's a drawing for the Mortgage Corporation South gift card. Very few people in on this, so you want to get in on that. Plus, Sweet Creek Farm Market going to be back after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is that where I am? 272-9228, that's where we are. Alabama Gazette, pick it up. Take a look at it. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. David. 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 Bill. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, thank you, Dan. I need to ask a question, please, sir.
Sure.
There was a gentleman that had made a post, and of course, this is the worst place to see the post was Facebook, but he was a legal, I think he was a retired judge or something. He's 70-something years old. I feel like we need to find somebody like him to run for our next on the conservative side. I don't want to say Republican, but the conservative side, so that we have somebody that understands the laws as he is being having to deal with these politicians. Is that a good idea, bad idea?
Well, let me make sure I'm understanding. You're talking about for running for president?
Yes, sir.
So you want an attorney to be president, you know, sir?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, I'm going to guess that he was an attorney before he was a judge.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he was. But he had a very, from what I can read, his background was extreme.
What was his name?
I'm sorry. I just came out of a doctor's office, and I just happened to just get an opportunity to talk to you. Usually there's such a long line, I don't ever get to get in. And I apologize for not even having the gentleman's name.
So did you go to did you go to the mind wipe doctor?
I went to. that's what they're wanting to send me there. I just feel like we need somebody that can that kind of knows what's going on whenever he steps into that mess. And I think that was one of Trump's problems is he was trying to do right, but he didn't know right from wrong on a lot of these situations.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think what happened is he went in thinking, well, I'm going to be president of the United States, and you had a whole bunch of people in the media and Democrats said, oh, no, you're not. And they were just fighting him all the way. So he was trying to get things done, but it was a fight all the way. And then when he realized the Democrats weren't going to do anything, he started doing things on his own. I think when you go back and look at it, he had a very successful presidency considering how much obstruction he had from the Democrats and within.
Oh, I agree, sir. I think he has achieved a tremendous amount considering having to battle, go through the battles that he had earned.
Yeah.
But I just feel lost right now not having somebody to look at and go, okay, this is the guy that's going to lead us forward, and we're going to be a lot more successful as far as being able to deal with the opposite, the Democrats, or the other political aspects that we have to deal with.
Yeah, well, there's not been a Republican who's been as successful as Donald Trump in a long time.
Yes, sir.
So,
and we're having problems with Republicans not doing what they need to do, a lot of our elected Republicans. I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like, some of the people that we have elected to the political offices aren't standing up for what they ran on, and I don't know. I'm just kind of lost right now politically.
Yeah, well, don't. I hear you. You sound like you're wondering a little bit. First of all, leaders are. What happens is whatever at the moment, the public kind of says, this is what we think we need at the moment, and they go looking for that person. Now, it normally comes from a voice that you hear and from that person, and they're articulating things that you agree with. That clearly was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan would get the biggest head nod speeches I've ever seen. I mean, I would be behind the rope line looking out at the audience. And Reagan would say something that people would go, yep, that's right. That's the way I feel. And Donald Trump is the same way. And, it could be Donald Trump. It could be somebody else. I don't see anybody right now on the horizon.
that was my next question. Do you see anybody? Is there anybody that
we're not at that moment yet. We're not at the moment of a birthing of a leader, and that normally comes from events. And I think what's going to happen is things are going to get a lot worse than where they are right now. I think there's going to be, and I'm going to play some clips for you of AOC and the talking about controlling the media and making sure the truth gets out. Yeah, well, whose truth is that? But I think there's about to be a real crackdown on folks. And yesterday when I got home, it was depressing to hear some of the things that they said. I mean, it was just nothing but political theater for their own benefit and power. Had nothing to do with protecting the country, saving the country, helping the country. Nothing. It had everything to do with political power.
Well, I have pretty much quit watching, or I have quit watching the news. I watch Andy Griffith and Gunsberg just because I just don't want to see, I don't want to hear the lies anymore.
Yeah, you and me both.
And, I would like to get in on the Sweet Creek and the,
Mortgage Corporation of the South.
Mortgage Corporation of the South. My birthday is 11/8, but I want to ask you a question. Would you run for president, sir?
No.
I'm sorry. You shot me down again, Dan.
Man. I would. First of all, they wouldn't have me. Second of all, I've got a past that on video would not look that good. The lighting, let's just say the lighting wasn't very good in it.
I appreciate your time and the advice that you give us, and I wish you well with your health. And I know we're all struggling with health, and I know you have probably a lot more health than problems than I have right now.
It's my pleasure to do this for you. Thank you, Bill. You have a great day. Tammy, I'm going to a break, coming back to you to give you full coverage. Going to be back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Today's the 14th, isn't it? Next month on the 14th, that's Valentine's Day. That's a moi's birthday, by the way.
Indeed it is.
So, what are you going to do about it, huh? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can go to Dillon Wings. 119 Burns Springs Road. Leslie and Josh, they can take care of you and come up with a wonderful gift for Valentine's Day. Going to make that sweetheart so happy. I'd go by and see him. And actually, if you, Leslie can guide you around the place. She's just wonderful. People I've talked to that she has helped just said, I told her what I was looking for, and she started showing me things, and bam, we found it pretty quickly. And if you want something made, something custom, Josh is the expert on it. Let's say you have something that is old and needs repair, been put away, go grab it. Take it down to Dillon Wings and get Josh to repair it and then give it to her as a gift that you got it repaired for because you know it meant so much to him. Don't just send it to a jewelry store. Send it to, because most jewelry stores send it to Dillon Wings. 119 Burns Spring Road is going to give you a telephone number. All I ask is that you tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. 334-215-3669. Don't forget, they do appraisals also. Tammy Amy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris, Mr. Clark. How are you two fine gentlemen doing this morning?
He said fine gentlemen.
Yeah, well.
And it goes, his intelligence is questionable now.
Yeah, I guess that's not the first time you question that either, huh?
No. What's on your mind?
I'd like to get your take, and hopefully I'm not shortcutting it. I'm sure you're going to discuss it, but... I'm curious about your take on the latest reports coming out of the state-run media regarding the pre-plan leading up to the riot, the pre-planning of it. What's your take on that?
My take is they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Is that pretty simple?
They don't. Yeah. So you don't think that the intel community knew that there was an imminent threat?
Oh, I thought you were talking about pre-planning of the rioters that were the people that went up to the Capitol, that the pre-planning of the demonstration and such. I think there were some people I think there were some people that basically egged folks on, that were the muscle. You look at some video, what are people doing with radios? And there are people, with radios on. And just because somebody has a Trump hat on doesn't mean that they're a Trump person. And I hope they get down to the bottom of that. Kevin McCarthy basically said, these were not Antifa, these were MAGA people. And the question I would have is, how do you know that? Is it because of what they were wearing, or is it because somebody interrogated them and found out who they were? Now, were there MAGA people in the Capitol? Absolutely, no doubt about it. I mean, some of them came up and said, we're supposed to be here. The president told us to come down here. They didn't tell them to come down there to go destroy the place. They said go down there. I mean, you see a guy walking through the rotunda, Statuary Hall, and which is the hallway to the rotunda, and they're sitting there and filming and just having the best old time. I don't think they realized that there was a ill will group among the big group.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be an excuse to it. But no, what I'm really referring to...
Go ahead.
Oh, What I'm really referring to is the intel community knowing that there was an imminent threat and that there was no precautions taken for this. I mean, there's reports out that the FBI and the intel community knew this, and they were preventing people from traveling there. They made arrests leading up to this. Yeah. And then there's communication from the intel to the head of the Capitol Police. I don't know his name. His name's not coming to mind right now, but he's since resigned. And that he communicated with the sergeant of arms of both the House and the Senate, and they didn't act on it because they didn't care for the optics. And the mayor Boozer there, she didn't do anything with it leading up to it.
Yeah, but she did blame Trump for not having the National Guard there. I see where you're coming from. Jerry, can you pull back to the Bill Pagaeus story from yesterday that we played?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play you a piece.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, this is the CBS reporter, FBI, warned the Capitol Hill police, and then we'll talk about that after you hear the story.
We are learning that law enforcement did, in fact, receive a warning about last week's deadly attack on the Capitol. The FBI now says the day before the riot, a field office in Virginia warned of, quote, war at the Capitol. Jeff Begays is in Washington, where security is starting to ramp up. Jeff, good morning to you. What are you seeing?
That notice that you talk about, it was about this act of violence at the Capitol and telling people to come prepared to fight and saying, quote, we get our president or we die. The FBI says it was a notice that they took seriously and passed around to law enforcement across this country. A week before the inauguration, things are already ramping up here in Washington, or should I say closing down. Look right over here, they're putting boards on this building once again. And then down the block, this is what we're seeing across this city. And frankly, I haven't seen this ever before. You see streets being blocked off by big trucks like that one all over the city, blocking the entrances to the Capitol as well as to the White House and other specific landmarks.
There will be no excuse for violence, vandalism, or any other form of lawlessness.
In his first comments since last week's deadly attacks, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen sent a warning.
We will have no tolerance whatsoever for any attempts to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power on January 20th.
It comes as members of Congress have been briefed on security threats ahead of the inauguration, including potential plans for a large armed protest and a plot to surround the Capitol, White House, and Supreme Court and kill lawmakers. One member of Congress called the briefing chilling.
Okay, so they did tell the Capitol Hill police, and I believe you're correct, the Capitol Hill police chose, because of optics-wise, not to do certain things, and that was where the mistake was. Now, what they said was in the traffic and what actually happened were two different things. But I think that tells me that people were trying to gin things up. I think people were trying to also make this look like a Trump-oriented event, when I don't believe it was. But the Capitol Hill police are sovereign. They run everything themselves. The hell is theirs. Nobody can go up there unless you're invited. And if I go up there with the Secret Service for the president, I go by the invitation of the Capitol Hill police. I don't just walk in.
Uh-huh. Right. And I agree with you. You know, I don't want to jump on the conspiracy bandwagon. You know, as the optics of my optics looked as this thing was happening, you have to look at who actually benefited from it.
Exactly. Now, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. I have to believe that the Secret Service and the President Trump himself did not know about these threats. And the reason I'm confident in saying that is because if there was prior notice for, and I'm talking about January 6th, if there was prior notice, that would be in the articles of impeachment. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that, but there's not a reason. When something is happening that when you, because you started it with Secret Service, when something's uh-huh. happening with the president and you have a threat level against the president, which is a daily assessment that they do literally daily, and that would not have fallen into their threat level.
Unless, okay, or unless then it was, at least
unless it was directed to the president. Now, DNI would be a whole different story. DNI should have known about that, and Department of Homeland Security should have known about that.
Right. But do you think it made it to the president's desk that this threat was happening?
No.
Or the potential, the imminent threat that they're reporting?
Well, if they think it did, then they would be asking you, hear everybody asking for the presidential daily briefing.
Yeah.
A copy of it.
Exactly.
And they're not asking that.
Right. And that falls right in the line, because I'm standing here now pointing my finger at Speaker P. Lousy, Speaker Cocaine Mitch, and even President-elect Biden with what they knew and when they knew it. Because I'm willing to bet, and again, I'm not a betting man, but I would bet my last dollar, which I think I got in my pocket right now, is that they knew about this, but they did not act on it.
Well, okay, well, that's a great point that you just brought up. Good job. Because Joe Biden gets the presidential daily briefing.
Hmm.
And
there you go.
He would have said something. Now, the speaker and the majority leader of the Senate do not get that briefing, but President-elect and Donald Trump and Vice President Pence get that briefing, and I think that I guess Kamala Harris gets it also.
Yeah, but the two speakers did receive notification from their sergeant of arms, who have already resigned their position.
Right.
So they received this. They knew that this imminent threat was coming and was in play. And that they, or the head of Capitol Police, was requesting additional help. You know, whether, you know, I think it was an emergency edict he put out for the National Guard and any other federal agents that could come in and help. And that went on deaf ears. So they, in essence, allowed this to happen.
Well, the National Guard is not a rapid deployment group. And go ahead.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You got to remember, these are citizen troops. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a job. You have to notify them. You have to get them to the transit operation, get them uniformed, and then move them down to the hill. That's not something that you do as a rapid deployment. But I tell you what is a rapid deployment is the Metro Police Department, and there's the Capitol Hill Police backup. So if something happens, they can call and bring a whole bunch of Capitol Hill police to the scene really fast. And my question is, where were they?
That's a good point. But with the National Guard, I mean, it's very clear with the timeline that even while President Trump was speaking, they were breaking into the Capitol. They were assaulting the state or the federal Capitol. You know, that was at, what, 1 o'clock? And by 5 o'clock, National Guard's boots were on the ground there in the Capitol, 4 hours. Now, let's look at a 24-hour period. The day before is when these reports went out with regards to the imminent threat. There was ample time for the National Guard to be there on scene, correct?
Yeah, if they were asked for it, but they didn't ask for it.
Well, yeah, exactly, and not by asking for it. They're complicit in what happened.
Yeah, it depends on how well they knew, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were...
All right, sir.
A couple of points I'm taking away from this is, number one, they were told by security and intelligence about the matter, and they decided for some reason not to do particular precautionary things. I don't know why, but they decided not to. It would be interesting to find out before you go impeach somebody for blaming that person. I would talk to your security there first and find out what they knew and what they didn't know.
No, that's logical. That's not how Congress works.
Oh, no. No, man. You're dashing my hopes here. Tammy Emmy, I appreciate you, my friend. Well, you have a good one.
Can I get in on the drawings?
No. Of course you can. Give me a month.
Come on.
Give me your month. You were such a good call. Give me a month and day of birth.
308, the best ammunition made.
Gotcha.
And if you would, for both the Mortgage Corp and Sweet Creek, I'd appreciate your
time.
I will
never forget your birthday. That's my son's birthday.
And he is, I'm sure, a great gentleman.
He is. 3888, born at 5:08 in the morning. H's his number. Yep. Thank you, my friend.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time.
Ta-ta. Is it 5:08 or 3:08? Maybe 3:08. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Dan. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Good. It's a pretty day outside.
It really is.
You know, the last caller obviously has sat down and thought about a lot of things that happened around this protest. And I refuse to call it a riot because we didn't call the riots during the summer. Why should we call them now? But the interesting thing that I found in what he was saying, and I don't know if you've watched very many of the video clips, but in a lot of the video clips, the Capitol Police aren't trying to redirect. They're not confronting. They basically step aside and let everybody in.
Well, it kind of depends on how you look at the video. One video, when they're coming up the steps, the Capitol Hill police kind of run away because the crowd's bigger than their numbers. They're going to be outmanned. Now, I don't know. It's a far away shot, but I don't know what was actually happening, what it felt like there. But it seems that what we would call doing an ole, that you let the people go in and you go ole and let them in and then you stop them, and maybe that was the plan and it didn't work, but somebody needs to do a top to bottom study of what happened here. They need to look at video, they need to see the footage, they need to see what all is going on, and nobody's done that.
If it was a fallback and regroup, they forgot to do the last part.
Yeah,
regroup.
Yeah, well, it's called, they call it the Olay. What they do is it's like the bullfighter. You go Olay, and you let the bull run through, and then he runs into a place, and you capture him. They just didn't. If they were doing that, but I think they were maybe running, scared.
Yeah, I don't think the regroup happened. I think the regroup was let's find a place to hide. But can you imagine if you had been in a car accident or fallen off a ladder and hit your head and been in a coma for the last 90 days and woke up this week?
You go, damn, what happened?
What do you mean Trump's not the president anymore? What do you mean they're impeaching him again? You would be a lost ball in high weeds, that's for sure.
Which I am, naturally.
Yeah, me too. This, you know, right has become wrong. Left has become right. The whole political system has... Are we in the twilight zone?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, basically, what has happened... My observation of this is the Democrats are taking advantage of a problem, and out of that, they're trying to do everything they can to dismantle Trump and Trump's people because they fear him so much. And honestly, they're doing a pretty good job, but I think after next Wednesday, they'll be looking the fool in a lot of places.
Yeah, well, they're used to that. I mean... You do realize we're impeaching a president for the very thing that most of the Democratic mayors, governors, and congressmen backed that happened during the summer.
Yep.
The burning, looting, and stealing and killing in all the major cities that were democratically ran.
Yeah, well, they weren't trying to burn down the Capitol. They did burn down a police precinct and try to burn down a federal building.
Yeah.
And a church.
So, you know, they don't mind looking the fool. One good thing that has come out of this is we now know which Republicans to target for replacement.
Yeah, I looked at those 10 and saw who they were and looked at some of their numbers. let's just say people are going to get primaried out of that group without a doubt.
Well, and they should.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, I appreciate you letting me have my 2 cents worth. It's been a pleasure speaking with y'all.
Ta-ta, you have a great one. Tanya and Steve, hang on. I'm going to a break. Mortgage Corporation of the South, 5679000, NMLS number 232876. I tell you something. I am loving my new mortgage with Mortgage Corporation of the South. You will love yours, too, because you will save money. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Call them at 5679000 VA, FHA, conventional loan, anywhere in the threes. I'd give them a call and see what they can do for you. I have sent a ton of business to them, and every single person I've sent them on a personal recommendation have really appreciated what I did for them and getting them connected. One person had just gotten so sick of dealing with another large bank here in Montgomery, and he said, can you help me? I said, well, I can't, but John Williams can. 567-9000, give them a call, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Coming back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW, now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. TGIF Eve edition of the Dan Morris Show. Second favorite show to do. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tanya. Tanya, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm the Twice gal. I don't know if you remember me.
You're the what?
I don't call a lot. I'm the Twice gal where... I was a first-time caller. You put my name in twice, and I says, I like to do everything twice.
I remember that.
Anyways, I got a couple of questions, and I got a statement. You know, I'm raising a son. He's 13. He's been watching this, and, you know, he has good morals. He's a good kid. But, you know, he came to me last night and says, Mom says, I don't get it. The Democrats are lying and, you know, they're doing all this that they're not supposed to. He says, I just don't get it. And it's hard to explain it to him. It you know, you tell him this is right, this is wrong, and then you're seeing the total opposite that's going on with our nation.
Your son is wise beyond his years.
Oh, my gosh. Really, he is. And then the next question is, do you think that Donald Trump is going to come up with anything to fight Joe Biden, or is he going to just turn it over nicely and walk away?
I think he's going to turn it over nicely, Trump style, and walk away, but will not be invisible, will not be gone.
Okay. And where has Nancy Pelosi been?
What do you mean? She's been on the floor saying crazy things.
I haven't seen her in the House yesterday. I'm just curious to, she hasn't been visible, but she's been loud.
She was on the House floor yesterday talking about why the, because of Trump, we're in imminent danger. And so we have to get rid of him now.
Okay, I missed that. But that was it. I love your show. Listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you, Tanya. I appreciate that an awful lot. Would you like to get in on any of our drawings? Or when's the last time you won?
I've never won.
You've never won?
No.
Is it because you're not trying hard enough?
No, I always try, okay.
Well, or is it that you haven't given the bribe
yet? What? That's it?
That's it. Tanya, give me your month and day of birth.
9/3.
Give me your checking account number.
I can't do that. But I love you anyway.
I'm picking at you, booger. Tanya, we're going to do the drawing for the Mortgage Corporation of the South at 105 today in just a little bit. And then we're going to do the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get back your drawing when?
Between 2:30 and 2:45.
That's right. Where does your son go to school?
He goes to Southside in Tallahassee. And
is that where you live in Tallahassee?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's where I was born. I love Tallahassee.
He's 6 foot, weighs 220, and
man,
he's just the nicest kid. He gets bullied, but you try and do right. I'm trying to raise a boy into a man. And, you know, he looks at this nation, and I just pray to God that he's got a lot of me in him, that he'll be strong and do the right thing in the future, you know?
Well, Tallahassee is a great place to raise a child.
Oh, it is. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah, I love growing up in Tallahassee. I lived on James Street right across from the First Methodist Church.
Oh, I live on King Street.
Oh, okay, yeah, you were right down from me. 511 James Street was my address.
Oh, wow, okay.
Tanya, I want you to have a great day, and good luck on winning.
Thank you, Dan. Bye.
Bye. I don't have enough time for Steve.
I don't believe so, no.
Steve and Oz, hang on, I'm going to break. Coming back to you after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.